Today we're talking about Boone Community Theater, and we have, I mentioned there were going to be, Janae Erickson was going to be here, so
that's
you
me.
Are, that's me, she says, and some cast members from Robin Hood Made Marian, yes, because that's what's going on. So yeah. Jessica, I know, good to see you again.
Nice to see you again, too.
And
Kaylin, I'm playing Lady Ellen.
She says it's so quiet.
And I am Lady Mabel.
So you've had a couple of performances. This is, I mean, first of all, I'm looking at this and I'm going, eight? That's a lot of performances. So you've had two already. How'd they go? I mean, how was attendance? What's happening?
Oh, it's sold out, yeah, attendance-wise.
Okay.
Did we end up selling out on Saturday night?
Yes. Yes, we did.
I knew there were four seats open earlier in the day. Friday mm-hmm. night was sold out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's such an intimate environment yep. that it's hard to get tickets if you don't plan ahead.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't expect to get them at the door.
Oh, by far, no.
There's only 40 seats available every night.
Yes.
That's so limited. And I did say, because also we knew before from last month when we visited, that we did have dinner theater coming up, and you have two this weekend and one next Tuesday, a week or on Valentine's Day, actually.
Yeah.
So again, a little bit about that, because last time we visited, well, we're having dinner theater, but we don't know the particulars yet. So what have we got going for dinner theater? It's kind of a medieval feast, yeah, almost.
It is.
Yes.
Almost. There is some modern conveniences.
Yeah. It's going to be meat from Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Jimmy
Barbecue.
John. Is it Jimmy's Barbecue?
Jimmy's, yeah, Barbecue, Jimmy's Barbecue, not Jimmy John's.
A little bit different.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. And the other food's going to be homemade, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have homemade rolls, cheeses, a variety of them. Grapes, veggies, chocolates.
Things you would find at a medieval feast.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, something for everyone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be so yummy.
Mm. And we were talking about before we started was really medieval feast. You'd eat that, you know, that big chunk of ham or whatever and throw the bone at the people. And so, but we're not doing that.
We're going to do slightly more civilized medieval. I mean, we're talking about the finer people in the medieval time period. So
You're talking Robin Hood.
I know, but you know, I play a refined lady, and well, I don't know that I would be throwing bones at the audience, or at the audience, at the play people.
And there's no tomatoes to throw, so.
No, she wouldn't.
Fortunately.
Everyone at the studios, or at the theater thinks I'm too nice to do something like that.
Anyway.
So,
got to prove
it's
wrong.
True.
Anyway, so dinner, let's talk a little bit about that, because those tickets you do need, I mean, you're not... If you don't get one, and they do cost a little more because there's food involved, and mm-hmm. you got to cover the cost of the food, so there's a $40 charge for that. But they are mm-hmm. there are tickets available, and for the Valentine's production too.
Yes,
yes,
mm-hmm.
that'll be a fun one.
Yeah, and I will be there on that one. So if you want to meet me, I'll be there.
Local.
You've been at most of them already, anyway.
Hey, don't tell them that.
Okay. All the performances have gone pretty well. Because mm-hmm. again, for listeners, if you don't remember, this was written and is being directed by Jonathan Levi. So, and I know you guys did casting early, like
way early.
Middle of Matilda.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
And then. And then a lot of you actually came right out of Matilda and went right into this. So.
Oh, yeah. We came from a Saturday night show. We had Sunday off, which we always have Sunday off. And then the read-through was on Monday. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I know that there were Miss Honey from Matilda
mm-hmm.
and Zach Q, who played, now I'm blanking
Rudolfo.
On his name. Rudolfo, yeah. thank yeah. you.
And
Rudolfo and yeah. the... Escapologists. They were both pulled in, I believe, for rehearsals beforehand. And then Robin Hood had a small part in Matilda, one mm-hmm. of the weekends, and I believe they all started even before. So they were kind of doubling up, which mm-hmm. is crazy.
For community theater, that's busy.
That is, mm-hmm. well, very dedicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Matilda was a pretty chaotic production.
Oh,
it was. There was a lot of kids. So.
It was very interesting coming from Matilda to Robin Hood and Maid Marian because the different directors do things differently.
Sure.
And so it was a learning experience in a good way, though.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was, let's go forward with this here. So far, things have been going pretty well, but we do have performances, actually, the ones that we're going to talk about. Thursday, you have both Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, and then next Tuesday. That's piling them all together. Mm-hmm. Three of these are going to be dinner theater. And I always give the information about go online and get your tickets and stuff, BooneCommunityTheater.org. Mm-hmm. Not everybody does that or can, but there are ways to find out more. They could always call, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's a phone number on the website, too.
515-303-0393.
That's it.
That's
the
one.
I believe you.
I do, because I'm...
You got it right
I'm
there.
I'm reading right there.
Good.
Right off the website.
You memorized
it. For non-dinner theater... $15 for adults, $10 for youth and students.
And seniors, I believe.
And seniors, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Also,
thank
group
you.
Discounts for, I think, 10 plus people.
Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. For 10 plus. Oh, it is. I know. There's all kinds of things.
I memorized it.
There's all kinds of things in it. Just in case somebody asked me that question there, I'm going to do it. And these are not the last of the productions because then you end up next weekend on the following weekend, the 17th and 18th, too.
Yep.
That's a lot of performances.
It is a three-weekend show. Yeah.
Very unusual for us.
Yes.
So, but is it, I mean, good. Are you having fun doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I know Jonathan was, you know, he's here and we were talking last time and I said, so, you know, how strict are you? He goes, well, we're pretty flexible. You know,
yes.
If something's not quite working, he's willing to, what do we do to fix it and stuff? So things have gone pretty smoothly. Huh?
Yeah, he
At
has.
At least the pictures I saw look all good.
He has a specific idea in mind, you know, as the writer and the director. He comes from, you know, a little bit different just perspective than most directors because it's his material. So he has a picture in mind of what he's written, but at the same time, he's been really open to kind of, can we try this instead?
I could speak for myself on that one, too. I had a scene where I had to change it 5 times before we could actually deliver it to where it looked somewhat believable.
I'm not buying this one. I can see, because, you're doing it, so.
Yeah.
Well, it was great. He was the first director I've ever asked, what is your motivation in this scene?
Yeah.
Which, you know, it kind of caught me off guard the first time, but it really kind of helped me work through, like, how are we supposed to be reacting? What are we trying to do here? Mm-hmm. Other than just delivering the lines dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we aiming for? So it's that, again, it's been a learning experience in that way, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Pretty. It sounds like everybody's having a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's not supposed to be a comedic show, but I was there on Saturday night, and there was quite a few laughs, I will say.
That was a very responsive audience.
Yeah.
Yes.
We kept thinking backstage, like, what's going on stage?
Well, it's always Zach, but, you know.
But that's one of the things. I know they were talking about beforehand. It's not a comedy or anything like that, but there are times when
there's quite
you
a
do
few.
Have, like we said, it's an intimate setting.
Yeah.
And the audience gets to be right in part of it. You're right there.
Oh, yeah. So, that's true.
I mean, just from the very entry of the building, they walk through the forest to their seats, which is really cool because it really pulls you into the atmosphere.
It's part of the experience.
In the middle of Sherwood Forest.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Speaking of being in the middle of things, Janae is directing the final production for the season, right?
Wait, I am? That's tonight.
I am. And you have auditions for that.
I do, tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay.
Which is Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday.
6th and 7th.
So, yep. Mm-hmm. And again, they are going to be, give me the particulars here, because 7 o'clock both evenings.
Yes. They'll be at my studio downtown, so they will not be at the theater building. They'll be at 714 Arden Street, just a few blocks away from here, actually, at my studio location, because they're going to be having, you know, Robin Hood stuff at the theater.
Yeah.
So
you need a little room.
Yeah.
Not a big cast. Wait until dark.
Yes, wait until dark.
So this, we talked before a little bit. This will be your first time solo directing, or
My dad will be helping me.
That doesn't count. Directing. That doesn't count. He's always around helping.
Yeah,
people.
That's true. but yeah, I have directed in the past just one time in high school. So it was 2014, maybe 2015. Mm. So almost 10 years ago, I directed Sherlock Holmes with my dad, actually. But I was assisting him. So he'll be my assistant this time. Okay. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. so these now. Auditions are tonight, 714 Arden, right?
Yep, 714 Arden Street.
And if they can't make it, because you have a limited cast, really. It's not as big as the cast for Robin Hood, or not near the cast that Matilda
Drew. We're just getting smaller and smaller this season.
Well, you do what the productions require.
Yeah, I believe it's a 7-person cast.
Okay.
So very small, only one child part, and then it's all adults otherwise.
Okay. And if they can't make it, they can call you.
Yes. We can set up a private audition. It would probably need to be this week, but I haven't had anyone do that yet. So hopefully we can just do those two nights.
Okay. And we'll just keep reminding.
Yes.
Get in there and try out for it. Yep. Now, last time you had several people that during Matilda did do auditions for this production. Not yours, but for Robin Hood and Maid Marian.
Yep.
So might have some that are coming out of it. There's certain people that tend to do that.
I've been watching the last couple performances to see who I'd like to come audition.
Okay. we'll see who shows up. But anybody else that what kind of guidelines? What do you do? What are you looking for this?
There's not any specific requirements for anybody. We're really open about that. So, like, you know, anyone in the community that wants to come in audition is welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like preparing for it, you don't need to bring anything. You can just come and cold read if you'd like. There are sections of the script on the website that have, you know, what we're going to be reading. So that way, if you want to prepare, you can. If you go to the audition section of our website, you can find those there.
It's all right there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that way, if you don't want to come and just, you know, try to cold read, if you're not as good at that, you can do that.
So, like. But that's one of the things. Anybody that, maybe it's been several years since you participated. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just last week.
Yeah.
If you're interested, you're welcome to try out.
Yeah, we love anybody new, old, in the middle.
Anybody that's, if
it's
you haven't
community
done,
theater.
It is community theater, and that's what it's all done voluntarily. So
exactly.
That was good. How many productions have you done for community theater?
For the Boone Community Theater, I've been in All Together Now, Little Woman, and now Robin Hood. So
okay, so a couple.
Just three. A handful. Yeah.
And for you, Jess?
Just two. The last two in a row.
Yep. So see, and that's it. Been away from it for, or interested in trying out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you how many I've done.
I know. There's been a few.
Since I was 9.
You haven't really been on stage, though.
Not lately.
So.
Not since All Together Now.
No. I'm not going to count that. So.
Okay, then that'd be Pirates, which was in 2019.
Yeah.
So,
it's been a while.
3 years. Yeah.
But, again, it's... If you're interested and want to try out, come and try out tonight.
So, yes.
So tell us a little bit about Wait Until Dark.
Oh, okay. It's a suspenseful thriller. It's based off of a play that was, I think, the 1940s, maybe. It was made into a movie in the 90s or the 80s with Audrey Hepburn. So if you want to watch the movie, you know, the pregame, it's fine. You know, it's a small cast, like I said. It's all on one set, so and it's like all at the same time, so there's not lots of time jumps.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna keep you on the edge of your seat for sure.
Okay.
Lots of really fun, scary parts.
Drama.
Yeah.
A lot of drama.
It's not like terrifying, but you know, it's fun.
It's suspense. Suspense thriller. So.
Yes.
Good. That's what we'll go for. Again, those auditions, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night, 714 Arden Street will be the address if you're interested. And if you can't make it, you can call Janae. 515-709-0448.
Yeah, I do have that one memorized.
Okay. That number. And you can arrange that, but you would have to try to do it this week.
Yeah, probably. But yeah,
because I'm guessing you want to try to get your casket. April Productions.
Yeah, we'll probably have the cast tomorrow night after the last audition if no one contacts me for a private audition. My dad and I are planning on meeting afterwards to get the cast hopefully nailed down. So, yeah, I would definitely give me a call today or tomorrow.
Yeah. We're talking mid-April, so literally 2 months.
Yeah, and there's a lot with this show. It's just so much hard dialogue. And so we want to get the scripts in their hands as soon as possible so they can start learning their lines. So, yeah, it's going to be quick.
Fast. And for the Robin Hood Maid Marian, was that a hard script to do? I mean, Jonathan had written it, and really, they were changing like the day they were handing scripts. They were rewriting some. I'm guessing.
I did hear that from a couple of the actors that he was like, they came into rehearsal and he was like, no, that's not the line anymore. Let me change it for you.
Like you said, again, let's change this. This isn't quite believable here.
So. Yeah, he added a line. To my second rehearsal, he said, "Oh, you're getting another line here," and I got the script early, so I had all my other lines memorized, so it didn't take me long. Oh. But personally,
I would have gone, "No, yeah. I'm not going to learn another line."
Like, I already learned all of these.
Yeah, I don't think he changed them as much, but I definitely had a lot added on. I had an extra entire scene added. And then I had half of a scene added. And it was funny because I never did get the paper copy of that. I have the electronic. So now at this point, I don't even use my paper script. I use my phone where he's given us a link to the updated script.
I didn't even get that for my extra line.
He had to, because Maid Marian and I, we had two different extra. Like I said, it was a full scene and a half a scene that he added. And he just basically sent us the link at the beginning of practice, and we read off our phones. And
oh my gosh.
But when they start, and I know that because he was talking about it, you know, he had it, what he wanted, and then as they were going, it goes, no, this just, it needs more. It needs more context.
I can see that, though. You know, when you write it, you don't think that necessarily. Mm-hmm. And then when you see it happening, you're like, oh, you know, I should probably add that.
Well, that's probably the beauty and the danger of being the writer and the director. Because once he's seen it actually, you know, 3D, he's seen some of the areas to bulk up more.
So for Robin Hood Maid Marian, that is the current production that's going on for Boone Community Theater. We have performances coming up Thursday of this week, Friday and Saturday. And Friday and Saturday happen to be dinner theater. So Thursday's at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then Friday and Saturday, it'll be 6 o'clock. They start a little early because of the food and, you know, and everybody mingling about in Sherwood Forest and stuff. And then we have 6 o'clock again on Tuesday the 14th. And then another performance on Friday the 17th at 7. And then a matinee to wrap it up on Saturday the 18th. Is that right?
There's so many.
That's a lot. I mean, when I'm looking at, first I thought, you know, the multiple weekends for Matilda, but then you had a lot of people there, and it was big and huge.
It's a feat.
It was a lot.
Oh my gosh,
and then this, all of a sudden, I'm going, 8 performances? Oh, yeah.
That's the nice thing about he wrote it, so there's no royalties to pay. So he was like, we're just going to do as many as we can.
Yeah, there we go.
We had Kate Shelley, too.
And you were going for the Valentine's one, too. So it's a love story. So it is.
It is, yes.
A dinner theater, once again, tickets for that are $40 more, but $40 not more.
Total.
But $40 total.
Yes.
And once again, we've got a medieval feast for you to enjoy. So you'd have to show up a little early.
Yeah, I leave it at 6. Right. Yep.
And get started at 6. And you can get tickets by, obviously, online at the BooneCommunityTheater.org. That's one way to do it. If you happen to be on Facebook and go to any one of the pictures of the productions that are going on, I think it links back to the website, or again, yes,
there's events. Yeah, on the Facebook page, there's events that you could go to that have all the information and then the link to buy tickets.
And you can also, if somebody happens to be around there, maybe stop in or call and reserve a ticket online.
Do it. Yeah, I believe there's still tickets available for all the dinner theaters and all the rest of the shows. So you can, I think you can go out the door, but I wouldn't count on it.
I wouldn't count.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk it, honestly.
After they filled up the first two nights. Yeah. And again, we said limited seating there because it is an intimate setting. So that's at 705 Story Street is where the productions will be.
Yes.
Not the location for auditions.
I know.
Tonight in Tuesday, that's 714
Arden. Two sevens is confusing.
714 Arden
and
Street.
It's really close together, too.
Block away.
Yeah, so really nice. You can do that.
Anyway, we do have auditions 7 o'clock tonight and on Tuesday night, and that is for Wait Until Dark.
Wait Until
the
Dark.
The next final one of the season, I'm guessing.
Yep, yes.
We're going to wrap up our season there. So.
Yep.
Wow. Busy
so
time.
So excited.
Well, you know, I know that auditions were always close, but when you start rolling them into the same production or into a current production, I go, whoa, that's getting busy again.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we could wait till afterwards with it being in April.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say.
Jonathan's taking up the whole month of February over here.
Yeah, I know. It
got
is,
a bone to pick with him.
It is mid-April will be the performances for Wait Until Dark, so... plan accordingly if you are going to try out. And again, if you've never tried out for community theater, you're welcome to. Very easy.
Yeah.
And again, you're already looking to get your tech crews all lined up, too.
Oh, we'll see. We're working on it now. So, yeah.
She's out judging.
Yes.
Judging people's skills and what they are. Do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us and let us know about what's going on. Good luck on the balance of your productions. And again, Dinner Theater, Medieval Feast. I mean, you don't throw bones at people. There we go. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.